In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast day of Saint Catherine Laboureur. She is called the Saint of Silence, and she is a good saint for every schoolboy and girl because of her humility. Because, children, the people of the world never knew how much God had blessed Saint Joseph and Blessed Mary when they lived their hidden life with Jesus. So we also need to learn to love silence and hidden life, consecrate in doing our own duties instead of trying to be rich and famous in the eyes of the world. And today's Saint, Saint Catherine, was a member in the Daughters of Charity, which was founded in France by Saint Vincent de Paul. These nuns were popularly known in France as the Grey Sisters, from the color of their traditional religious habit, which was first grey, then bluish grey. And the Daughters of Charity were especially known for their impressive headgear called the cornet, but this headgear used to be worn by laywomen, and it was very popular in Europe in the 15th and 17th century. This headgear is a type of wimple built of a large starched piece of white cloth that is folded upwards. Saint Vincent de Paul, in establishing this congregation, wanted to have his sisters, who tended to the sick and poor, to resemble ordinary middle-class women as much as possible in their clothing, including the wearing of the cornet. Eventually, this cornet fell into disuse by laywomen, so it became a distinctive feature of the Daughters of Charity. Because of the cornet, the habit of the Daughters of Charity was one of the most widely recognized religious habits, and in Ireland they were known as the butterfly nuns. Saint Catherine Laboureur was born in France, and she was the ninth child of a family of 11 children. She was 9 years old when her mother died. Shortly after her death, Catherine went to the statue of Blessed Virgin Mary, which was in her house. She took the statue in her arms and said, "Now, dear Blessed Mother, now you will be my mother." Catherine was 11 when she received her first Holy Communion, and from that day on she rose every morning at 4 o'clock and walked several miles to assist at Mass and to pray before the start of her day's work. She looked in her house after everything. She made the bread, cooked and did the housework, carried daily meals to the workmen in the fields, and cared for the animals. Once when Catherine was in the village church, she saw a vision of an old priest saying Mass. After Mass, the priest turned and told her to come to him, but scared, she drew backwards, keeping her eyes on him. The vision moved to a sick room where she saw the same priest who said that God had great designs for her. When she was old enough, Catherine's father invited various suitors to marry her. But her answer was always, "I shall never marry. I have promised my life to Jesus Christ." Catherine prayed, worked, and served the family well until she was 22. Then she asked her father's permission to become a Daughter of Charity. The father flatly refused, and to distract her, he sent her to Paris to work in a coffee shop run by her brother. Catherine spent 1 year in Paris, but always maintaining her resolution to become a nun. Her aunt came to her aid and enrolled her in the finishing school she directed. Since Catherine was a simple country girl, she was quite uncomfortable at this very fashionable school. And one day, while visiting the hospital of the Daughters of Charity, Catherine noted a priest's picture on the wall. She asked the nun who was this priest and was told, "Why, that's our holy founder, Saint Vincent de Paul." This was the same priest Catherine had seen in the vision in the church. Later, after much persuasion, her father finally granted permission for Catherine to enter the convent. She earnestly prayed there to Saint Vincent that she might, with her own eyes, once see the Mother of God, and this request was granted. On the 27th of November in the year 1830, while she was in the chapel making her meditation, Catherine heard something like the rustling of a silk dress. Glancing in that direction, she saw the Blessed Virgin standing near Saint Joseph's picture. She was dressed in a robe the color of the dawn, high-necked with plain sleeves. Her head was covered with a white veil, which floated over her shoulders down to her feet, and her feet rested upon a globe. Her hands, which were on a level with her waist, held in an easy manner another globe, a figure of the world. Then there formed around the Blessed Virgin a frame quite oval in shape, on which were written in letters of gold these words, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." Then a voice said to Catherine, "Have a medal struck upon this model. All those who wear it when it is blessed will receive great graces." The Mother of God instructed Catherine that she was to go to her spiritual director and tell about the apparitions. At first, he did not believe Catherine, but after 2 years, he approached the Bishop of Paris with the story of the events that had taken place. This bishop was an ardent devotee of the Immaculate Conception and said that the medal was in complete conformity with the Church's doctrine and had no objections to having the medal struck at once. The bishop even asked to be sent some of the first medals. This sacramental, which came from heaven, was at first simply called the Medal of the Immaculate Conception, but it began to be known as the Miraculous Medal because of the unprecedented number of miracles, conversions, cures, and acts of protection which Our Lady's intercession granted for those who wore it. The years passed by. Catherine performed daily her very ordinary tasks in the convent of sewing and doorkeeping, unknown to the world around her, which was all at this time buzzing with the miraculous effects of her medal. For the 46 years, from the year of the apparitions until her death, only Catherine and her confessor knew that it was to her to whom the famous miraculous medal was revealed, despite many pressures she received to reveal the secret. Because of this humility, Catherine Laboureux is often called the Saint of Silence. She died then in the year 1876. Dear children, this saint, Saint Catherine of Laboureux, loved Our Lady, and she loved to serve her and serve Jesus in silence and in obscurity. And today we commemorate her as a great saint. So never think, children, that your ordinary work, your chores in home, your work in school, or just you sitting in the church pew praying is something trivial or unimportant. If you do your work well and say your prayers well, that is more important in the eyes of God than if you were a king or queen or president. The riches and glory of this world, they will vanish one day, but God's heaven, that lasts forever. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.